Hey, welcome back to Show Me Today. Missouri has a severe shortage of child care providers, and the state is offering new grant funding to help boost the number of locations. Lisa Nelson talks with Pam Thomas, the Assistant Commissioner of the Missouri Office of Childhood, to explain more about how to apply for a grant.
It's hard to go anywhere and not hear about the challenges with child care. At the peak of the pandemic, we were at a crisis level for many of our childhood programs, but especially for child care. Compared to before the pandemic, child care facilities reduced nearly 30 to 35%. And so we saw this reduction, but more than any other childhood program that's in the Office of Childhood, child care is just not rebounding from the challenges that we saw during the pandemic. So we've been looking at some extraordinary measures to help rebound the child care system. These child care relief funds that we've received in the office is going a long way to help with providing that sustainability. And I know this is not just Missouri. All states are experiencing child care challenges during and post-pandemic, but we're really excited to have the opportunities here in the state to try to help bounce back or bring back child care in our state.
I just got off the phone with State Representative Brenda Shields, and she said 51% of Missouri is in a child care desert. That's striking.
It is. And I believe the number might even be higher than that now as we're getting ready to pull some of our more recent data that's indicating that could even be a little bit higher. So what we're finding is there's definitely pockets in the state where families just don't have access to child care so that they can return to work or they can continue to work. And then even in areas where there is child care available, it's not affordable. And so between the combination of those two, we are really in a place in Missouri that our economy and our workforce is being impacted by this.
So let's talk about the different grants available. You said there are three different grants?
Yes, we have what we call innovation grants. The governor's office put a news release out about a week or two ago now with the spotlight on these innovation grants. And there are three of them, but let me just start by saying what makes it an innovation grant, that's the common theme across these three, is that child care programs are partnering with or working with either a local business or a community partner in their area where their child care program is. And together, the child care provider and this partner are funding the child care program. So the innovation grant, by definition, requires at least one business or a community partner to help fund, either through funding or in-kind contributions, the child care program in their area. So within that innovation grant concept, we have three different grants. One is a startup grant, one is an expansion grant, and one is a workforce grant. So I'll just break those down a little bit. The startup grant is for a new child care provider who wants to open a program in their area. So these would be truly startup in that that child care provider does not have a facility in that location or have a location right now for child care, and they're going to open that program. This funding is going to help pay for equipment, materials, minor remodeling, things that you need in a child care program. They're little bitty kids, but they sure need a whole lot of things in a child care program. So that application, again called Innovation Startup, closes May 31st. And the amount of funding that you're eligible for depends on how much your partner's going to match, as well as how large your facility is. So the dollars that the state puts into that is dependent upon the size of the program. The next one is innovation expansion, and it's similar to startup. The biggest difference is this is for a current child care provider to be able to expand their current program by adding more children, more classrooms. And same thing as far as the funding, we can help support equipment, supplies, materials, minor remodeling, all the things that you would need in your classroom. And again, the amount of funding is depending upon how large your program would be, what's called the capacity. as well as the matching funds from that business or community partner. This grant also closes May 31st, so there's a little bit of time for programs to be talking with business partners and or for partners to be talking with child care programs to be able to put together a plan for that expansion. And the third program is a little different. It is still an innovation grant. This is a workforce innovation, but you're not adding any more children or classrooms. So in the workforce grant, this is for a current child care program who maybe has empty classrooms or needs to get workforce in the facility in order to operate the child care program. So we are looking for businesses and community partners who want to help fund teachers in a child care program. So looking for either part-time or full-time child care staff members in these facilities. And so the business or the community partner, again, is nearby or in the area of the child care program, would be helping to match funds for those salaries. So the state will help pay for part of that, and then the business or community partner would help sustain that. This application closes June 30th, so we have a little bit more time. Again, the workforce is just for the staff members' positions within a current child care program.
And with these...
So I know I covered a lot of information there, so feel free to follow up.
Yeah, thank you. Missouri has a severe shortage of child care providers, and the state is offering new grant funding to help boost the number of locations. Joining Show Me Today is Pam Thomas, the Assistant Commissioner of the Missouri Office of Childhood, to explain this new effort. I'm Elisa Nelson. Now, these last two, so the current child care providers and the Workforce Innovation Grant, would those also be dependent, the amount of aid would also be dependent upon certain things?
Yes, great question. Thank you for following up on that. The innovation expansion is dependent upon how many slots or how many children that you want to add to your facility. That number then sets the amount of funds that you're eligible for, as well as if you want to have both traditional and non-traditional hours. If you want to have evenings and weekends, then that funding is a little bit more than the traditional daytime hours. So those are kind of the components that make the difference in the funding for expansion. Then on the workforce side, it is exactly as you mentioned. How many teachers do you need in order to get your current facility back up to full capacity? So we've heard from multiple child care providers that tell us the challenges that they're having right now is staffing. It's the workforce. They are needing to have help recruiting and retaining child care staff members to work in their program. So this grant can partner a business or a local community partner with that child care program who maybe wants to have support to that program for their employees, children, or whatever that might look like. So these current programs, the child care providers, they have classrooms, they have the facility, they have the space, they don't have teachers, and they have a long waiting list. So if we can get the teachers in the child care programs, then we would be able to help increase those slots for families in the community.
Okay, let's say this would be for a startup. Would they have to be launching the startup by a certain time period?
Yes, we do have the time frames. And again, as these are federal child care dollars, we do have a time frame that we have to be able to provide the funding and then close out that grant according to the federal timeline. So for the startup grant, if that program is awarded, then they would need to have their child care program in place with children enrolled and attending by March 31st of 2024. So almost a year by the time that they would apply, depending on when they apply, but almost a year from now, they would have that time to be able to put that in place and have children attending and open. I do want to make a note as well that both the startup and the expansion have the same days. So if you're going to be a current provider expanding, the deadlines are the same. Both of them are to have children enrolled and attending the program by March 31st, 2024.
Okay. Good to know. How has the response been so far, the interest in this?
I haven't looked the last couple of days here, but I know within the first 2 weeks, we did have a couple of applications for the innovation grant. So I don't have an exact count right now. We've had lots of questions. I've been speaking to different local programs and regional groups about some of the information, that what they're thinking about doing in their community. And so I know there's lots of programs and communities right now that are having these conversations and putting together a plan. We have had a couple already apply. So we're super excited about that. And we do expect to have more in the coming months. Again, the startup and the expansion due date or deadline to apply is May 31st. So there's plenty of time for communities to be taking a look at those terms and conditions, looking at the plans that they have, and see if we can help fund the startup or the expansion of those programs for you.
Joining Show Me Today is Pam Thomas, the Assistant Commissioner of the Missouri Office of Childhood. After the application is received, then you start reviewing the request. Roughly how long would it take for the business, the startups, to receive the grant?
So we are awarding them as they come in. We are not going to wait till the end of the deadline to award. These are not competitive unless we run out of funding. And if that's the case, then we'll have to turn to first come, first serve. But in the meantime, we are reviewing and awarding them as they come in. It really depends if the applicant has filled out all the required information and attached all the required information. We are using the goal of 30 days to review and clarify and make sure everything is in place, and notifying them or trying to collect that missing information. Most of our applications have someone in contact with the providers within 1 to 2 weeks, and then trying to gather any missing information in another 1 to 2 weeks so that we can get those through the process within 30 days. That doesn't always happen. It just kind of depends on where within the process that the applicant is, but that's our goal.
From folks that have reached out wanting more information, are there any other frequently asked questions that we should flesh out here?
So one of the things that we do hear frequently is because we have different types of federal child care dollars, one of the questions that we get is, do you have to be enrolled in the state subsidy program in order to apply for innovation grants? And the answer is no. The federal dollars do not require you to be enrolled for these particular applications. For some other applications, they do. Another question that we get is, do you have to be a licensed child care program? And so for the innovation startup and expansion, you do need to be licensed because your payment installments are tied to the licensing steps. However, for the workforce innovation, you can either be licensed or you can be a license exempt. So there's a little bit more flexibility in the type of provider for that one, because the payment installment for workforce is based on the teacher's employment and salary, and not necessarily on the licensing process, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So the first two, then, this is really part of this is you're ensuring that these are quality child care providers that you would be giving the grants to.
Absolutely. Really important for us to think about safe environments, to think about required health and safety training, safe sleep training, some of those types of things that go along with being a licensed program. Those are really important if we're going to send federal dollars to a program, that we can ensure that those pieces are met. I do want to mention, we also have on our innovation startup website page that there is a startup checklist, so to speak, or a startup considerations document. It's 2 pages front and back. That has some of the steps to consider. So some things to think about if you're in that space of wanting to do a startup program or an expansion program. It gives you some great ideas of things that you want to consider at looking at the needs in your community, what space and age of children do you want to serve, different things like that. So visit the Child Care Innovation Grant website. You can see those startup considerations if you're thinking about going down that path.
And give us that website address.
Absolutely. It is earlyconnections.mo.gov, and that's all one word, Early Connections. And then once you get to that main website, you're going to see a drop down on that site that has what we do. So that is one of the headers on that page, and then the flyout from that will say Child Care Relief Funds. So go to earlyconnections.mo.gov, and then what we do is one of the pieces, and then you'll land on Child Care Relief Funds. And from there, you'll see the Workforce Innovation box, fun little picture with Workforce Innovation on it. You'll also see Startup and Expansion, and you can click on either of those, and you'll see the more details for those programs.
Okay, perfect. You know, I want to go back. Thank you for sharing what a quality program includes, because there is talk about we want to make sure that we have quality programs. But what that looks like is a question that I have had. What is, you know, I don't have kids to send to daycares. And so I think that's good for the public to know what a quality daycare includes. So thank you.
Yes, and I think that's one of the really important things of our new Office of Childhood here is, yes, compliance and financing is important, but we really want to talk about developmentally appropriate activities and developmentally appropriate materials for young children. And so I could talk all day about that, but I'll just briefly say, you know, there's no other time in an individual's life that you learn as much as you learn in the first 5 years. So if you think about going to high school or college and how much you learned and your head hurt, like it's magnified in the first 5 years. And this is a time where you use it or you lose it. So babies don't get that time back. We have to provide appropriate learning activities. We have to provide appropriate sized things for them to play with, and little tables and little chairs, and, you know, babies' work is play. And so we want to make sure that we are putting into these new programs, not just the space and the slots, but the appropriate things for children to do so that they can ultimately be ready to go to kindergarten. That's our charge in the Office of Childhood, is to make sure that they are learning and not only safe and healthy, but thinking about that. So in our Child Care Startup Considerations document that I mentioned on the Innovation Startup page, you're going to find things like what's the appropriate number of children to have in a group, and what are the appropriate types of space and materials that you need to make sure that children can be in a good learning environment and ultimately ready for school.
Missouri has a severe shortage of child care providers, and the state is offering new grant funding to help boost the number of locations. Joining Show Me Today is Pam Thomas, the Assistant Commissioner of the Missouri Office of Childhood, to explain this new effort. I'm Elisa Nelson. Pam, is there anything else that we have not talked about at this point that you think needs to be covered?
I do want to mention it. Once child care providers are licensed or contracted for subsidy or registered with the state of Missouri here in the Office of Childhood, that we have other grants beyond just the three innovation grants. So we are rolling out several rounds of paycheck protection to support the operations of child care, retention grants to help support recruitment and retention of child care staff members. We also have grants to help pay for required training. And if you're a subsidy enrolled or subsidy contracted provider, we also have extra funding for supporting the operations. So I think that's important to know if you're considering starting up a child care program. Some of those grants run through September of 2023. But we also have a set of grants that run through September of 2024. So it's a great time to be considering opening up or expanding childcare, especially when partnership with a business or community partner in your local area, can really elevate the workforce and some of the jobs that are needed within your community.
Now, do they go to the same website if they want more information on these? Okay.
Absolutely. That's earlyconnections.mo.gov. And then you'll click on what we do. And there's a flyout for child care relief funds. You're going to see probably a dozen different applications. I really focused on the three innovation applications earlier, but just want to let the public know that there's some other grants there to support child care. And those will be taking different rounds. So we typically post them for about 60 days, and then we'll close them out for about 60 days and rebudget our funding, and then we'll open them back up. So we are planning several more rounds of those additional funds to help support child care programs over the next 6 to 12 months.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
I just want to say a big thank you to you for this opportunity, for coming on and sharing more about some of the challenges and successes and solutions that we have planned for the child care programs across the state of Missouri. We are excited about this opportunity. We are excited about the conversation of the importance of high quality early learning in all of our early childhood programs. And so thank you so much for the opportunity, and feel free to visit our website. You can also give us a call here, and it's the main office number for our Office of Childhood, which is 573-522-8762. We'd be happy to help you find something that fits your needs.
All right. That web address again, earlyconnections.mo.gov. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.